Joining me live in studio today with the monthly update from the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office is Sheriff Shane Johnson. Good morning, Sheriff. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
Well, doing well. Appreciate you coming in as always. Merry Christmas to you guys.
Merry Christmas. Appreciate that.
It's a fun time of year, but also a busy, busy time of year, even for law enforcement agencies. And you kind of have to do a little extra, it sounds like, especially between that Christmas and New Year time.
Yeah, it does pick up a little bit for us, and we typically have some funds for extra patrols during the Christmas season. So as we get into the holiday season, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, we have extra shifts that we're out there. And the goal of that is to just make sure people are safe. And it's basically to get people that are impaired off the road. And our goal, obviously, is if you're make the decision to drink and drive, we're gonna get you off the road. The bigger goal is to not have anybody that we have to get off the road, because everybody's making those decisions to find a designated driver. So, sure. But we're going to have some extra patrols out there, so you'll see a little more of us during the holiday season.
I don't want to turn you guys into a taxi service, but I know you've said on the air before, like if all other resources are gone, like even your officers are willing to give a ride if needed.
That's certainly preferable to getting behind the wheel when you shouldn't be driving. Yeah. So our goal is to just not catch people and put them in jail. The overall goal is to not have anybody that's drinking and driving, so we don't have to do that. But so far we still have some customers, unfortunately, but hopefully we're getting there. Yeah.
It's Sheriff Shane Johnson, Lincoln County Sheriff's Office, in studio this morning. Sheriff, yesterday I had a couple volunteers with the Thane Fire Department in studio, and they're talking about the need for kind of new recruits in their department, and also not just theirs, but all the departments around the county and around the state, really, for firefighters and EMS volunteers and search and rescue. And how are things looking volunteer wise within Lincoln County Sheriff's Office? I'm sure you guys could always use some help.
Actually, we actually just in the sheriff's office. Now, this doesn't count search and rescue, which obviously we have two units that are both volunteer, Starlight Search and Rescue and Lincoln County Search and Rescue. We just actually, brand new for us, have a volunteer that helps us in the front office in the Afton Sheriff's Office. His name's Buzz. He's retired. He moved here. He, to his credit, he was pretty persistent with me saying, hey, I want to help. And so we worked something out. It's new for us. We haven't had volunteers, you know, and so he helps with fingerprinting. He helps with concealed weapons permits. So he's in a position to be able to do that, and we're grateful for that. But the volunteer groups in general struggle, I think, and just, you know, it's a product of a lot of things. People are busy. You kind of need two incomes to survive nowadays. And so I think the good news is, you know, those people make family a priority. The bad news is some of those volunteer organizations suffer a little bit. But one of the things that's happening on the search and rescue side right now is there was a recent law that allows search and rescue members, if they meet the qualifications, which is basically attendance, to be in that state retirement group. It's similar to the volunteer firefighters group.
Okay.
So that's kind of exciting, because it's not, you know, you're not going to retire and live off of it, but every little bit helps. And so we're actually working on that with the units right now, and set up on the commission agenda to talk to them about how we're going to fund that, and whether it's county funded or a mixture of the units and the county funded, or how we're going to go about that. Okay. So I think those type of things help, but I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, but I do know that we have the guys that are I shouldn't say guys, the people, men and women that are volunteering right now, they do an amazing job. And I think some people just don't think about it. If maybe talking about it like this, talking about it yesterday, will spur some of that on, some of those people that maybe have thought about it, but a little out of their comfort zone.
Sure. Well, you know, and it's kind of, you look at it from a law enforcement standpoint, where this is your career and this is what you do, you know, to provide, right? Yeah. I mean, this is your job that you get paid to do. And then But you couldn't do it without the volunteers. Right. I mean, and so right. so it does take both sides of it. Certainly.
Absolutely. I've said many times, if we don't treat our volunteers right, you know, if you're relying on me and the commissioners to get on a snowmobile and go save somebody or to go put out a fire, we could be in trouble. So we got to treat them right and make sure that they know that they're appreciated. And I try and make sure that I say that, but we also need to find ways to show that they're appreciated, these volunteer groups, you know, volunteer firefighters, same thing. It's could be 3 or 4 in the morning and when that pager goes off and they're always willing to go. So it's a big deal.
Well, and from talking with the fire department that was here yesterday and even your example, Buzz,
yeah.
Sounds like there's a spot for everybody, no matter what you're able to do.
Yep. It's, like I said, we're excited because we just haven't done that before. And it took a little bit of sitting down and talk about it, what capacity we could use volunteers at the sheriff's office. But, we're excited about that. And there is even those groups where, maybe you'd view it as a more physical job, like search and rescue, fire. There are places on those departments as well for administrative type stuff, training stuff. So even if you're not, you know, in that age group or in that comfort level that you're going to get on a equipment and go in the back hills or run a fire hose or drive a fire engine, there are places for you in those groups.
It's Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson in studio this morning. Anything else you wanted to touch on while we have you on the air this morning?
No, just Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Be careful out there.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Perfect. That's Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson this morning. It's all part of the SVI Radio Network.